Welcome to the Life Church STL podcast. Wherever you're joining us from, we hope this message encourages and inspires you. Thanks for listening and enjoy today's message.
It's a little difficult to follow that up. These moments and leading us through into this reverent contemplation of who Christ is and what he's done for us. But I want to just take a couple of moments here and talk about this King of Glory. And here the night before we celebrate Christmas and have these moments with our family and are able to exchange gifts and spend time with each other and eat lots of food, have such a great time, just taking this moment, and even doing this tomorrow morning, and taking this moment and thinking about the reason that we are celebrating. The reason that we're here, really, but we're talking about this celebration of the birth of Christ and who he is. You know, because we're not just celebrating the birth of a baby. While that should be celebrated, so celebrated. You know, it's not just this little baby that came into the world, but this is God. And somehow God, in his infinite self, fit into this little bitty box, you know, that's called flesh. And I just like to think of things this way, and I actually, it's just kind of crazy because I just thought of Aladdin, you know. He's like, all this power in a little teeny little box. Or lamp. But I think about that. That God, that he sent his son, that the Father sent his son, that infinite, into this teeny, tiny little self. This flesh, this Jesus that we are able to celebrate. And in Psalm 24, in verse 8, it says, who is this King of Glory? Who is this King of Glory? We're going to kind of go around this Psalm 24 a little bit, but it just says a couple of things. It says, who is this King of Glory? And first of all, you know, we all know what a king is, and you know, kings, they're respected, they're honored, that if they're a good king, people are joyful and love to serve and be a part of the kingdom of a great king. They love to belong to a land that is ruled and reigned by a king that loves his people and loves his kingdom. But we're not just talking about any king. See, this king is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Right, as we sang that, he's the king above all kings. He's the king of, you think, yes, like, I mean, you have this picture, like, wow, a king in the natural. And think about that. We have this respect or this honor for a natural king. But the King of Kings, the infinite God, coming into flesh, he, how much more should we bow before him and honor him, who he is? And it says, this King of Glory. And this word glory, it means weighty. It means honor and reverence. All these things that we hold to being a king here, but in an infinite way, that is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. That is the God, this King of Glory. He takes all those, and he is the epitome of those. He is where those things came from. That honor, that respect, that that authority, that power. All those things came from him. Who is this King of Glory? And in verse 1, it just tells you a little bit about it. It says, the earth is the Lord's in all its fullness. The whole earth. Which part? No, the whole. Every bit of it. Right? Because this same Jesus, this the Word of God that we celebrate tomorrow morning, not only was he there when the earth was formed, but he was the words that were spoken. He spoke this world into existence. And not only that, he was in existence forever before that. It's hard for me even to wrap my mind. I don't know. Sometimes you think about it, your head hurts. But he is not a created being. We are. That is the King of Glory. It says, the earth is the Lord's in all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. We are the Lord's. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters. He is the one who has established this earth, who formed the waters, who formed the mountains and the valleys, everything. We look at this world that we live on and we have this honor and this reverence for this world or this earth that we live on. But think about the one that brought it into existence, the one that created this beautiful place. That is the one that we are celebrating. And in verse 3, it says, who may ascend into the hill of the Lord? We're talking about this honor, this glory that we should have for this King of Glory, for Jesus, this reverence that we should have. And it says, who can ascend into this hill? Who can possibly reach the heights to the places where he is? Into his tabernacle, into his temple. How could we possibly be there? Or who may stand in his holy place? It says, he who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to an idol nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. See, there's nothing that we could do, but the amazing thing, it says, those that come with clean hands and a pure heart, and I'm sorry, but we can't do that on our own. But the great thing is that this King of Glory that we're celebrating, he was born here so that he could help us in that and actually do it for us. It says, in the righteousness from the God of his salvation. Our righteousness comes from him. It's not one of us that's righteous on our own accord that we've done something, but it's because of him. That is who we are celebrating. That is this King of Glory. In verse 7, as we read through these scriptures and as I've talked about it, we say, who's this King of Glory? This is who he is. He's the Lord, strong and mighty. He is the one that laid the foundations of this earth, the one who created us, the one that spoke us and this world into existence. And it says, who could possibly enter into his presence or into his temple? Well, the amazing thing is that he came and helped us in that way. So what should that cause us to do, or how should we react to what we've heard already? And I'm glad you asked, because it's going to tell us right here. It says, lift up your heads, O you gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Lift up your head. Lift up your eyes. See this King of glory. See who he is. See what he's done. Don't hang your head down low. Don't be looking. It's like whenever I see it in a very literal sense, I think if I'm looking down, all I'm going to see is dirt and disgusting stuff. When I look up, I'm going to see the beauty of who he is in everything that I see. Don't look down. Look up. Lift up your heads, O you gates. See this King of glory. And he shall come in. Who is this King of glory? And the team can come back up. Who is this King of glory? Verse 8. Who is he? He's the Lord, strong and mighty. He is the Lord, strong and mighty. Always has been, always will be the Lord, strong and mighty. Nothing that ever has happened has changed that, and nothing that ever will happen will change that. Who's this King of glory? It's the Lord, strong and mighty. He is our protector. He is our champion. He is the victory. He's already won the victory. That's the amazing thing, is that he has defeated sin and death. He has brought us into this place that where if we come, if we lift up our heads, if we open the doors of our heart and we come in to this relationship with him, the victory is already won. He is just saying, lift up your head. Let me come in. Verse 9 says, lift up your heads, O you gates. Lift up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. And as we celebrate tomorrow, and as we're celebrating tonight, that this is what this is all about. I don't want to go and just, like, I love getting presents. Don't get me wrong. I mean, you can all give me gifts, and I will be happy. But what we need to remember is the reason this name, this King of glory, the one that is bringing, that has brought us all here together, and the one that has brought us to this place where we celebrate and we are giving gifts and celebrating each other. It's not just about celebrating each other. It's about celebrating him, this King of glory. The Lord strong and mighty, who he is. He's the Lord of hosts. He's our God. He's our King. And nothing that could possibly come against us, and I know this year has had lots to come against a lot of us, but nothing can stand before our King of glory. Nothing. And as we step into this moment and sing this song again, I want to take this moment and let's just set our minds to think about the glory of God. This King of glory that we've been talking about, to say, God, help me to know you more. Let's lift up our eyes, as it says here in the scripture, toward him. And what happens is when we lift our eyes up toward him, all of our attitude, our, you know, mind, our spirit, it's lifted. See, why are you so downcast? Well, probably because you're looking down all the time. It's just a little physical representation. It's not like that lifting up our eyes changes us. It's lifting our eyes to the heavens, to him, to the King of Glory. Let's lift up our eyes to him. Celebrate him. Amen.
Thanks for listening today. We pray this message encourages you. If you have any questions or you'd like to learn more about us as a church, you can always visit us online by going to lifechurchstl.com.